I'll call Senate State Administration to order on this 10th day of April, 2017. Would the secretary please read the roll?
Senator Kerry?
Here.
Senator Smith?
Here.
Senator Whitford?
Excused.
Senator Swandle?
Present.
Senator Malik?
Excused.
Senator Vance?
Here.
Senator Osmundson?
Excused.
Chair Brown?
Here.
Thank you.
We will have one resolution today, and then we will do executive action on the resolution and on House Bill 599. So with that,
we'll now open on Senate Resolution 59. Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I'm Dee Brown, representing Senate District 2. And today I have before you Senate Resolution 59, which is the appointment to the Public Employees Retirement Board made by the governor and his choice for this board position, which would end in 2022, is Julie McKenna from Helena. Julie has an extensive background in work in the state. She has worked for the state of Montana, the Department of Revenue, in one capacity, and then went into customer service in a different area, and she has been working as a compliance income tax examiner since 1985 for the state. She also has served in the Army Reserves here in Helena, and she has a lot of background in volunteering and working for the Big Sky Labor Council, the Department of Revenue, Local 4993. She has attended various MEA MFT assemblies. She's a huge bicyclist and is past president of the Helena Bicycle Club. So with that, I would ask for your due pass on Senate Resolution 59.
Thank you, Senator Brown. Are there any proponents?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. Dory Schwinden on behalf of the Public Employees Retirement Board, S-C-H-W-I-N-D-E-N. I want to thank Senator Brown for bringing this resolution for our good board member, Ms. McKenna. Senator Brown has covered her bio very well, and I don't have anything to add except to tell you that Ms. McKenna is one of our two serving active public employee members. Our other public employee member is Pepper Valdez, a fireman, fire captain in Billings Fire Department. Ms. McKenna had filled an unexpired term of a former board member, and so you saw her confirmation come with our three other board members a few weeks ago. And that term expired on April 1st, and the governor had made this reappointment, and so this is why we're before you today. We certainly ask for your concurrence in this resolution, and if there are questions, I'd be happy to try and answer them.
Thank you, Mr. Schwinden.
Mr. Chair.
Are there any further proponents?
Mr. Chair, members of the board, our committee, I am pleased to offer my support for Julie McKenna. She served diligently and has enjoyed her service. And I would ask
yourself?
Your concurrence. I'm sorry, Diane Fladmo, M-E-A-M-F-T, F-L-A-D-M-O. Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Fladmo. Are there any further opponents? Proponents? Are there any opponents? Seeing no opponents. Any informational witnesses? Seeing none. Questions from the committee? Seeing none, Senator Brown, would you care to close?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, it's only been a short 9 days that Ms. McKenna has not been on the board. I think from the testimony today, you can see that they want to keep her, and so I would recommend that you pass Senate Resolution 59.
Thank you, Senator Brown. With that, we'll close hearing on Senate Resolution 59.
And with that, we'll go into executive action on the resolution you just heard.
Madam Chair, I move a due pass on Senate Resolution 59.
Is there discussion on Senate Resolution 59? Seeing none, all those in favor of a due pass on Senate Resolution 59 to have Julie McKenna remain, actually, on the board, all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed?
Senator Vance votes aye by proxy.
And I do not have any.
That's fine. So it passes, and so I will be doing it on the floor of the Senate, probably in the next couple of days, I'm guessing. Things are kind of going fast and furious right now. We have one other bill, Senator Kerry.
Madam Chair, I would move a due concur on House Bill 599.
There is a due concur on House Bill 599. That was by Representative Skies. And just very briefly, Rachel, if you would take us through that bill, since a couple of us put it out of our packets.
Madam Chair, committee members, House Bill 599 is a bill by Representative Skies, and it would submit a referendum to the electors of Montana to provide that if the Office of Secretary of State, Attorney General, Auditor, or Superintendent of Public Instruction becomes vacant, the governor shall appoint a qualified person to fill the vacancy who is from the same political party as the person who vacated the office. And for those of you who have the bill, you'll see that the new language starts on page one, the bottom line, and continues on to page two. Do you want me to read that for those of us who don't have the bill, or is that?
Do you have your bills? Yeah, they have their bills, so there's no need to read. My comment in this is, last session, Senator Hamlet brought the bill to clarify for senators and representatives how that would work out on the national scene, but there's nothing in code that would take care of what happens at the state level, as I understand it. Is that right?
Madam Chair, committee members, I should also clarify that this would be a proposal to amend the state constitution, which provides for the method of filling vacancies in those offices, Madam Chair.
Right. So it goes to the people. They decide. That's what the bill does. Any comments?
Question?
The question has been called on House Bill 599. All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed?
No.
Note that Senators Whitford and Malik have voted no.
Senator Vance and Senator Osmondson both vote aye by proxy.
All right. Is there, who wants to carry it? Senator Kerry?
Sure. I can have a copy of it, ma'am.
Yep. You can have Rachel's. So with that, we will close executive action. And thank you all for your hard work. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Did I say thank you?
Yes.
Thank you. Did I say thank you?
Yes.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.